Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about having a strategy for success. So I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate all of you spending your valuable time here with me on the show. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You know, I say that all the time, but I truly mean it. It's like it's something you're born with. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, please check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me and, you know, both on Facebook and send me a message on my, you know, website. However you want to connect is fine. And I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps you have a message to share. You know, I always love having guests on the show, so reach out to me if you're interested in that. So check out the show page before you leave today, but let's get into our topic of a strategy. You know, having a plan. We don't always give this simple, essential piece enough attention because we're so busy doing the next thing and then the next thing and the next thing. But there needs to be a plan, a strategy to why you do what you do at that point in time. And I think it's a really good idea to have like one signature product, whether it's a VIP day, a one-on-one with people, a group, virtual workshop, you know, which is like a VIP day, but for a group, or some other program. Because once you have that signature program, so to speak, it's basically who you are. Then you can upsell, downsell, side sell from that, right? So having that core message, the same message in everything that you do, in your posts on social media, in the products that you produce, in the marketing stuff that you do, having that core message, that same message, is branding. It's become what you become known for. You know, you want to be recognized as the expert in whatever your area of expertise is. You want to be known as that person. Oh, yes, I know this person. She does this or he does this. You want to be recognizable like that. And having that signature product or program, a core message, and really carrying that throughout everything you do, I think is a great strategy to have. And it's so tempting to want to do everything at once, right? It's so tempting to want to do everything and serve everyone. And those of us in the service professions, I think, have an especially hard time with this. We want to help everybody. But a confused or overwhelmed person, potential client or customer, doesn't do anything because they're either confused or overwhelmed. So you want to be specific. You want to be, you know, people talk about finding your niche. You're niching down until you think you can't anymore and then do it a little more so that you're as fine-tuned as you can get. That's kind of what I'm saying here, except in a different way. You know, people would rather pay, and they pay good money, for a specialist rather than a generalist. I mean, take physicians as an example. You know, physicians who are general practitioners or family practice, even internal medicine sometimes, are sort of generalists, right? Yet the physicians who make the big money are the specialists, whether it's a specialty in surgery or something else. If they're a specialist, they're recognized as more of an expert for some reason. And that carries through with every profession. I don't think it's just physicians. So people pay for that expertise. They pay for having the best, a specialist. You know, and figure, you know, think about it this way. Who would you rather learn from? somebody who is a generalist and kind of knows a little bit about everything, or someone who is really specialized in what it is that you want to know, learn, or how to be like. So do you have a business plan? You know, if you do, great. That's one way to document your strategy. And however you document it, whether it's a business plan, just a list, a chart on a calendar, whatever it is, it needs to be a living document. It can change from time to time. And I like to have, you know, short-term goals and then also long-term goals so that you can map out your success, like 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 to 5 years. I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do this. There's no numbers like 3 months or 6 months, or shouldn't I really have 9 months? It doesn't matter, really, just so that you have the milestones, so that you can give yourself time frames. Because once you have the milestones, then you can set some time frames to it. And include the celebration time. It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. I know I've said this so many times, but it is so true. So, you know, plot in that time in your calendar or however you're doing it for that celebration time. You meet this milestone and you're going to pause and celebrate in some way. And then prioritizing. You know, you've got your goals, you've got the time frames, and you made sure that you include some celebration time. Prioritize. You know, based on those goals, what needs to happen next? You don't necessarily have to have it all planned out throughout from now until you get to the end of your goal. I mean, if you can, that's great. But even if you just focus on one thing at a time, what needs to happen next in the bigger scope of things for your overall goal, you'll be fine. So look at what it takes to accomplish the next step, whatever that next step is. Do you need to learn a new skill? Is there stuff that you can hand off to people, outsource? I mean, there's all kinds of outsourcing places. There's Fiverr and Elance, which is now Upwork. Look online for outsourcing whatever it is that you want, and you'll find people out there. Or maybe you know somebody in your own community. You don't have to do it all by yourself every step. You can outsource some of those things, get help with some of those things. And then what else do you need in terms of time and money, you know, to invest in those things? And then there's a lot of stuff out there that's free, but we don't know it unless we like come upon it or somebody tells us or we find it. But check what's out there that's free. I mean, there are lots of things out there. Now, I found something the other day when I was taking a class and they mentioned this, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's been there the whole time and I never really even knew it. So let me give you this quick example. You know, a lot of us look for royalty-free images, and I use, you know, Pixabay. I purchase some images. I do all these, you know, Creative Commons and all these things to get royalty-free images. Well, lo and behold, you can just go to Google and type in your, you know, whatever you're searching for. But then, you know, you can't use just the images, all of the images that are on Google on a search. But if you click on the tools word, which is like the tab way to the right, another tab of options will drop down for you. And one of those options is labeled for use. So it can be either labeled for reuse or reuse with modifications. Those are the two that you'd use if they were commercial use. It's called usage rights, I think. When you drop down the tool, it gives you usage rights, and then labeled for reuse or reuse with modification are two of the options. If you just want to use it for, you know, personal reasons, then you can also, you know, sort them by labeled for non-commercial reuse or reuse with modifications. So here, right under my nose, searching for something on Google, they were here all the time. Images that are royalty-free and free to use, but you need to sort them by the usage rights. And so there is a way to do it. And what a simple thing, and it's free. So all those images are free. Now, say you're looking for free videos to put a video, you know, in something that you're using for marketing or something. Pixabay, which is a free service, you just give them your name and set a password. But Pixabay has, you know, images and vectors and all of that, but they also have videos. And again, I didn't really even realize this until just recently. Oh my goodness, there's a ton of free, royalty-free videos in Pixabay that you can just download and use. So there are all kinds of free things out there. So kind of to just recap, you know, in terms of your strategy, I think having a strategy that is specific so that you can really use it as your branding. You want to be known as the person who, the person who does X, the person who is X, whatever, because you want people to identify you with that product, service, or what it is that you do. You want to be known as the go-to person for that. And even though it's tempting to want to do everything and serve everybody, don't do that, because a confused or overwhelmed potential ideal client doesn't do anything, doesn't buy from you, and they just get like more confused than they were before. And people are willing to pay for those specialists, remember. So having a plan, whether it's a business plan that you tweak from time to time, or really just a piece of paper with some notes on, but make it a living document. You know, do your short-term and your long-term goals, change them as needed, prioritize those goals. And then the biggest thing is to know that you don't have to do it all yourself. So what is it that you need? Do you need to buy some software? Do you need to get some help from a mentor or a coach or outsourcing? And then check out the free things. There are ways to get things for free. You know, people say that there's no free lunch, but you know what? There's a ton of free stuff out online if you just search for it. One of the things that I do with my clients is I sort of give them my list of things that I found over the years, and I've got, I don't know how many pages of things, but it's stuff that's out there that's free for you to use to help you build your business. So your homework or your success work for this week, should you choose to accept it, is to take a look at, do you have a plan? Do you have a strategy? Do you have a business plan? And then take a look at that if you already have one and see if it needs to be tweaked at all. And if you don't have one, now's a good time to start. And then the other thing is to identify what your one next step is. Not everything. Don't have to do everything all at once. In fact, you shouldn't do everything all at once. What's the next step? So that's your success work for this week, is to identify for you in your situation with your business, what is the next step? What's one thing I need to do next? And that one thing, you know, what does it take? Do I need help with it? Do I need to buy something, new software or whatever, to take that next step? So I hope that you found that this discussion, this brief discussion on strategy, was helpful for you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. So please, you know, connect with me, reach out to me. And like I said, perhaps you have a message. I'd love to hear that as well, and love to have you have as a guest on the show. So that's what I have to share with you this week. And until next time, believe in yourself, and anything is possible.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.